This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good morning. It's April 20th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. And it reads, "When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." All right, so here we have it. The Lord is beginning to delegate his work to the apostles. They've been walking with him, learning from him, and watching him. Now it was their time to begin putting into practice what they'd been taught. What an exciting and nerve-wracking time. You know, we've all felt this at some level. I remember as a young airman in the Air Force, after almost a year and a half of training, learning to fly, you know, starting with academics, then moving to the simulators, then actually getting your hands on a real airplane. And then it was training flights in school with an instructor. Well, then finally you're on to your first real squadron, but you still continue to fly with instructors. And then finally, that day comes when you go to fly by yourself. And it's exciting, but it's also a bit scary. You know, it's like, I know I'm ready. But what if something happens and I'm not quite prepared? You know, and I imagine this is what the apostles were feeling. He finally trusts us enough to go out in his name, but oh man, what if something happens and we're not ready? And in fact, this does happen to the disciples. In Mark chapter 9, verse 28 through 29, it says, "And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, 'Why could we not cast it out?' And he said to them, 'This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer.'" Some translations may say prayer and fasting. But our Lord, he was gracious. And when he saw a need in the apostles, he would still continue his teaching. Another interesting point here on this section of scripture, Jesus tells them that they're being given power to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. Jesus here makes a distinction between the two, demons and diseases. Earlier, we had discussed that when medical conditions were attributed to demonic influence or possession, Jesus didn't correct that assertion. Here, though, he makes a distinction between the two. So we can take from this that there are medical conditions and diseases that are demonically influenced, and there are medical conditions that aren't. Last bit on this section of scripture is that this message that the apostles are charged with here, this is different from the Great Commission that we'll see in Matthew chapter 28. And I just want to highlight that, but you know, this is a topic we're going to get into probably later on. I just wanted to make that point because I do think it's interesting to note the two different sort of commissions that they're given. One early on and then one later in Jesus' life, right near the end. And our psalm for the day comes from Psalms 90, verse 17. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. And our proverb comes from Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love Him. God bless.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.